This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. House Speaker Sapkota and former Prime Ministers Dahal and Nepal got vaccinated today. First round talks between government and Netra Bikram Chand-led group held in Prime Minister's official residence today, and three female media workers shot dead in Afghan city of Jalalabad. Now, the news in detail. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has got himself vaccinated against COVID-19 today. He went to the vaccination center at Civil Service Hospital in Minbhavan and took the first dose of the anti-COVID-19 vaccine. Similarly, former Prime Ministers Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Madhav Kumar Nepal went to the vaccination center to get themselves the anti-COVID-19 shots this morning. Earlier, Minister for Health and Population Hridayesh Tripathi visited the vaccination center and acquired information regarding the managerial aspects there and welcomed the dignitaries to the centre. Arrangements have been made for vaccinating the members of the Council of Ministers, lawmakers and the staff at the Federal Parliament Secretariat, security persons and media persons who will be attending the 7th session of the House of Representatives commencing from coming Sunday. First round talks of has been held between the government of Nepal and Netra Bikram Chand-led group today. According to a member of the government negotiating team, Dr. Rajan Bhattarai, the talks held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata this morning are moving in a positive direction. The government and Chand group had announced their talk teams separately on Tuesday. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa is the coordinator of the government's talk team, while Khadga Bahadur Biswakarma is the coordinator of the talks team of the Chand-led group. The talks process has proceeded ahead after the Chand group, which had been banned for its involvement in violent activities, showed its readiness for talks and dialogue on the topics related to the nation, nationality and people's livelihood. 79 families have been displaced after houses at Dobhan Bazar of Taplejung district caught fire yesterday morning. To a total of 47 houses and 79 families have been displaced. Taplejung Police Chief Bal Nar Singh Rana said their fire has been taken under control and relief distribution has started. Details of the damages are still being collected. Meanwhile, expressing sorrows over the loss of properties in the inferno, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has urged to manage the relief packages promptly, addressing the grievances of the victims. In a tweet, President Bhandari stressed on need of awareness among people to prevent such untoward incident. Likewise, in charge of press organization affiliated to Dahal Nepal-led faction of Nepal Communist Party, Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai has demanded the government to provide relief packages equal to that of Gorkha earthquake victims. Main opposition Nepali Congress General Secretary Dr. Sasanka Koirala has said the party should be part of the formation of a new government in coalition with the Nepal Communist Party Dahal Nepal faction. Speaking at the press meet organized in Chitwan today, he said either the Nepali Congress or Dahal Nepal faction would register a vote of no confidence against the Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. On a different note, Nepali Congress General Secretary said the party general convention would begin on coming August the 23rd. The general convention would not be put off. A person has died in a road accident in Ekantakuna of Lalitpur today. According to Lalitpur Metropolitan Police, 19-year-old Anju Dahal of Sindhupalchok district died when she was hit by a jeep. Dahal, who was critically injured in the incident, died at Patan Hospital. Superintendent of Police Prajol Maharjan said the vehicle and its driver have been taken under control for further action. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Three women who worked for a TV station in Afghan city of Jalalabad have been shot dead. Reports say the women, aged between 18 to 20, were killed in two separate but coordinated attacks. A fourth woman was critically hurt. Police say they have arrested the lead gunman, linking him to the Taliban. The group denies any involvement. A wave of killings has rocked the country, with journalists, activists, and other political figures being targeted. The three women killed had had recently finished high school and worked in a dubbing department of privately owned TV station. The injured woman has been taken to hospital where she is fighting for her life. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on senior Russian officials over the poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The measures, which target Russia's top spy and six others, are being coordinated with similar moves by the European Union. U.S. officials said intelligence had concluded that the Moscow government was behind the near-fatal nerve agent attack on Navalny last year. He is the most high-profile critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Moscow denies involvement in the poisoning and disputes the conclusion by Western weapons expert that Navalny was poisoned with a Novichok agent during a flight in Siberia. At least 13 people have died and more were injured after an SUV collided with a truck trailer in Southern California near the U.S.-Mexico border. 25 people who were said to have been traveling in a SUV, which would legally have had a capacity of 8 or 9. Police say the vehicle drove directly into the path of the truck, which had a full load of gravel. The truck's driver suffered minor injuries. 12 people died in the scene and another later succumbed to their injuries in hospital. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. House Speaker Sapkota and former Prime Ministers Dahal and Nepal got vaccinated today. First round talks between government and Netra Bikram Chand led group held in Prime Minister's official residence today, and three female media workers shot dead in Afghan city of Jalalabad. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.